This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
A recent Gallup poll shows trust in mass media reporting is at an all-time low. Jasmine, what do you suppose drives this lack of confidence in journalism?
Well, I mean, they've done the studies over many years. It seems to go to get lower during election years, which may not surprise anyone. But also, I would think that underfunding media, where something I talk a lot about, we're also seeing a lot of deregulation in the media. So there's a lot of one company to rule them all kind of situation. And I think that causes a lot of problem because you have less competition. You have reporters who are inexperienced taking over for veteran journalists because maybe veteran journalists are leaving the business because the money isn't there anymore and maybe they've had enough. But I'm seeing a lot of that. And I'm seeing a lot of people who have been in the business a long time getting frustrated and leaving.
And I can't say that I'm surprised. I think another factor is the nature of what we do, what media does, which is sometimes, there's plenty of happy stories, but sometimes we're the bearers of bad news. And so, I think that's always a problem for media is that, and of course, that's not to say there haven't been media organizations that try to make it all happy news. But I think the fact that it's a mixed bag from a consumer standpoint. How many times have we all heard people say, "Oh, I never read the newspaper; it's so depressing." Mm-hmm. I think that plays into the issue of sort of having a negative feeling about media. Not to say the media shouldn't be covering those things because that is what's news. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good. I think that's another factor.
And if you did not cover it, people will complain that you are not covering it.
Good point.
There you go. Jasmine, you mentioned the confidence levels especially seems to drop during election years. I wonder how much of that is a matter of people who are being polled confusing commercials with reporting. Maybe not directly, but they just consider it all part of mass media. And these commercials just get to be so negative that they just lump it all together, and that's what brings down their confidence in the media.
Right. We're in election season right now, mm-hmm. And I'm seeing a lot of people who are already complaining about the many different commercials about all the different politicians and the election coming up. There could be confusion there. It also might be something to talk about where maybe the public doesn't see us holding the politicians accountable and asking the right questions. Maybe there are questions we should be asking and we're not getting answers for.
But I think Rich makes a good point. Plus, when you factor that in, that it's becoming harder and harder to tell the difference between entertainment and news.
The fake news sites
right.
We talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. That it's no wonder there's no trust because, who do you believe when you don't know whether you're really reading news or not? So I think that you factor that in as well. And then, there's another story that came out recently from the Associated Press that showed a majority of African-American and Hispanic news consumers don't trust the media to portray their communities in an accurate way. That's a whole other issue, is that people of color often are not treated fairly in the media, or at least they feel they're not. We can look at the coverage in Ferguson, and it's real clear there's a lot of anger down there, and some of it was directed at the media, not just by the police, but by the people there too.
Yeah, and they're definitely not represented.
No.
But this has been been an issue that has gone on a very long time in this business.
Oh, sure. Sure. I mean, you can look at, I think this story says the typical newsroom has, 13% African-Americans, the average or something. And, that's not consistent with the population. You can look at women, too, as not mm-hmm. being necessarily representative in newsrooms, whether they're television or newspapers. So, I think that's another factor, is that people feel like, well, the media is not really me. They're not representing me and my interests.
Although part of that problem may be how many Latinos and African Americans are working in journalism, going to journalism schools, and then actually applying for jobs.
True.
You can't hire someone if they're not applying for a job and if they're not qualified for the job. So
that's true.
So that may be part of the problem too. Jasmine, you mentioned a moment ago the idea of maybe reporters not asking the tough questions, not asking the right questions. I think we see that with the NFL. I want to bring this up because as it sort of gets into a little bit of trouble here, some bad publicity for the NFL in recent weeks. It's come out, and I think I've seen this in the past too, that the NFL is a tax-exempt nonprofit organization. Let me repeat that. This is a huge entity worth probably billions of dollars. It's tax-exempt and nonprofit. How come no one is asking tough questions about that in the major media?
Right. Well, we can all speculate. And probably number one in our minds is that there is a conflict of interest between the major networks and the NFL. ABC, CBS, NBC, ESPN, Fox, they all run NFL programming, and that brings in a lot of viewer dollars. Some of those NFL programs are the widest seen shows on television. So you have to really want to go after that story. And since we haven't seen it, and that's something I did not even know, that the NFL was tax exempt before this story and before I saw it actually floating around on the internet a few days ago, before you sent it to me. But that is something that should be talked about. Mm-hmm. I think most of us were probably shocked if we had not known that.
Yeah, I mean, I think in particular this is important to people, or should be important to people, because almost every one of these teams gets a taxpayer-funded stadium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all, if you live in a community where you have an NFL team, you're paying for it, and they're not.
Right.
And they're not paying taxes. And so I think that, you know, I think you're right. This is a question, a subject that really should be scrutinized.
Right. The NBA isn't tax exempt.
No.
Major League Baseball is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
No, and it makes you wonder, how did they get this wonderful status different from everybody else? That they're able to get away with this. And it also shows you why every time a franchise comes up for sale, it's worth so many billions of dollars anymore. What a sweetheart deal this is.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions that could be asked there. And of course, a lot of this, if they're considered tax-exempt nonprofit by the IRS, there are papers that they have to then file with the IRS, and there should be a lot of information you can find out about the NFL and perhaps its individual teams by looking at some of this paperwork. If you're a reporter, and especially in an NFL market, and you're willing to do a little bit of digging and take on this huge entity.
Yeah. Well, and there's a story that was in the Columbia Journalism Review on this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even just looking at how much they spend in lobbying.
Yes.
You know, members of Congress. Was it?
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, millions and millions of dollars. I think this definitely, the media has a responsibility to look into this.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.